A special place. Every alternative Saturday was my turn to be on earlies at Dean City Farm in Mitcham, where I worked in my early 20s. I set out 5 minutes before I was due at work along the dusty, fume-filled road outside my ground floor flat, crossed at the open all-hours shop and nodded a welcome to the night watch as he unlocked the large steel gates to let me in and himself out. Luckily, I lived within shouting distance. As I clanged the gate shut behind me and locked the padlock, for it was far too early to let the punters in yet, I took a breath and turned around. Dean City Farm, Mitcham. This liminal space, not city, not country, and not quite farmyard either. A little piece of heaven. The high fences almost immediately filtered the sound of the traffic, and the space was suddenly no longer linear and grey, but all organic shapes and colour. On a summer's morning, the yard, baked bone dry, was bordered by straggly bushes that no one had time to prune, and flower beds bereft of anything green, as the many chickens, geese and dreaded turkey had ravaged all the plants that the frustrated gardener attempted to grow. A large and bright green pond splashed happily with ducks, pleased to see me. And then suddenly, the rest of the community realised that I had arrived. A cacophony of animals crescendoed, completely obliterating any remnants of the city noise. The cow wanted letting out into the field, the goats needed milking, the pig wanted food and his football to play with, and the horses in the stables, less in need of exercise and food, breathed their soft whinnies into the mix. The farm was large, stretching from the entrance yard through animal housing, past the stables and menage, onto the allotments, past the mountain of a muck heap, and further still to the 2 acres of fields where the sheep wandered through the night and where I had seen lambs born as I watched. Alone here, early mornings, amongst the animals, and this special piece of land, not city, not country, completing the wake-up routine, feeding, milking, and turning animals out into the fields, I often experienced moments of sheer, exultant pleasure, where I felt my spirit soar and join the spirit that had made all of these wonderful things. Dean City Farm, Mitcham, the imperfect, shabby, a derelict little city farm that had a special kind of beauty because it was exactly where it was. Certainly not paradise, but a place where my spirits could meet with God. An Eden for me within the dissonance of the chaotic life of the metropolis. God meets us in unexpected places, in imperfect places, where there is life and love and need.